Quoi que vous avez vu.
I'm not sure where it is.
That's right. We're about $1,200 in the column. And we're holding in the middle of Parashrisha Halakha Hay. So the question was raised about a mincha that got mixed up with chulin. And there's a sishin mincha that is separate from the chulin flour. So that we need to identify it. That isn't mixed. I want to do kmitza now on the mincha to be matzeh the shirayim b'achila, even though I can't identify the shirayim. And the question was, well, that's considered to be on the terrace, but I mean, if I have an aron levana, or do we say, since I cannot define clearly where the terrace, but I mean, if I is, I can't give it to aron levana.
Just because here in the pan you have both the pan is
mekadesh
anything, isn't it?
No, so if I don't have a das to be mekadesh, or maybe I was mekadesh at the kli and I put it in another pan afterwards, that's a machlokes, whether I need to do the kmitza out of the kli kodesh, or whether I only needed to do the kodesh kli and then it could be in another kli. So now to measure my focus, the kli, I need kli for kmitza. Right. Either way, I mean, there's a lot of ways out of that problem, but in any event, it wouldn't really change all that much because it wouldn't be shayach to the question of the nesina z'aron levana. I mean, I need to be made in the nesina z'aron levana. Obviously, it would not be nesina z'aron levana. Whatever is in here is not nesina z'aron levana, whatever other status it is. So if it's bottle, then it's bottle. So whatever it is, it's being bottle. Now, that's our question, right? So we wanted to bring a raya yesterday from the din of truma, that a person is able to be tearing in steps. He can be termed partially, and then he can come back tomorrow and continue to be termed, even though he cannot be termed from the payers that he left over on anything else. Because effectively, we have a mixture of tevel and chulin here until we complete the truma on the entire thing. So I can't be mosei for anywhere else, but I can be mosei it for itself. And now the way to read this is that in a tipshot, if you're going to try to tell me that she'eino, it should say komet umatir, if you're going to try to tell me that I cannot be komet and be matir, the yoteres min amincha, because of the fact that it's mixed now with other things, then in that case you would have had to say the same thing about the truma, that afilu nimenu alav eino matir. That's what it should say, okay?
Then I feel
me menu Allah, and I'm just reviewing what we did yesterday. Then even to take off from it on what's left, not under all circumstances, we'd be able to be mosi, because if the tevel was bottled the road, I would have no way to actually go ahead and be torn from it. And therefore, it seems to be that consistently we're viewing this as not bottled. Now, Matmitin Amra, so he answered him that the Mishnah, our Mishnah, seems to be a riot to this issue. Because, what does the Mishnah say? The Mishnah says over here, Shehu Moti Mimenu Allah. It says that in the case where you have a mixture, Titanina, in Lav Yoti Chalaka, Tarakol, if you have no way, you have the Sa'or fall into the Isa that was already taken challah from. If you have a different place where you could take challah out of, you have a different Isa, you could stick the two together and not take off the Isa from the area of the challah. So fine, that you should do. But if not, you should take challah, one challah from the entire thing, as if you need to now take off challah from the beginning. Now how can you do that? I thought it was a bottle. So obviously, it's not considered to be bottle, because I'm still taking out mimeno. In which case, the same thing would be true about the mincha. That's considered to be mimeno, and if I consider to be bottle, then it says in a mincha. So basically, we have three formats for this. Now, the Mishnah in Truma is assuming it's not considered to be a riot, because over there, the fact that it's a dover sheyeshlo matirin could mean that it's not bottle in a rabbana. Because effectively, if I get truma from somewhere else, can I always take it off on this? You can always take off someone from somewhere else and say, wherever the devil is, I can't point to it, because it's someone, but wherever the devil is, I want to be misogynist about taking off Truman. In which case is the Dover Sheshva not hearing? If it's the Dover Sheshva not hearing, it's never going to be possible. So maybe it only means that the Rabbanan I'm mechuyev. The Rabbanan won't allow me to be mevatelet. But over here, it's telling me I take off kala means that I can take off from this kala to pshat that this is the way to be misogynist. Okay, so mechuyev to Raya. Amen. Let's have it over there to see if I rebuild Messiah. No. This Raya that he's bringing, Rabbi Zaira, from the Mishnah and Truma, the first Raya that we had, that's not really considered to be much of a Raya to our Sugya. Because Ma Bein HaMotinim Eno Alav, Ma Bein HaMotinim Eno Alakamacher, the Mishnah itself is telling you there's an afkamina between taking it out from itself and taking it out from something else. Now, you are going to have to explain that to me. And it may well be that in explaining it to me, you will see that the operative principle is a contradiction to the raya that you're trying to bring, you see. Because apparently there's a nafka mina in that b'sha'ash u'motinim eno alav, ho'il ve'ino to'atevo roi lehe'asot truma kayotsebo. Here we have to change this. Kayotsebo, Inchun Shabo, I'm thinking the word in. So in order to establish the difference between them, if you're going to come along out to be makrish from it on itself, you could not possibly make the Tevo Truma, because you had to originally leave something, because you can't take off everything as Truma, right? Even as you, we said, it has to be racist from, so you can't make the whole thing racist. So there's no way to take off the original truma unless you've left something that isn't truma. You can't make the whole thing truma. But if I'm coming along now to take from somewhere else, then the other thing that I'm taking on can be the leftover, and I can make this whole thing truma. So here, the tevel cannot be kulo truma. I would need to leave some of it as kulin. Which would mean that since we're going out to leave it Rabbi Yehuda, or the Bimbimino is not brothel, that tevel is considered to be mean Bimbimino, and Chulin cannot be Mavatro over here, the tevel. In which case, I don't have a problem of this. However, if you're coming now to take off from it on something else, so now you're being mostly Mimeno Mavakoma Cher, there, that tevo can be turned entirely into truma. Why? Because the leftover will be in the other thing that I'm taking it out for. So in that case, since I can make the whole thing truma because I'm using it for something else, it turns out that the tevo now is not considered to be min bimino with the chuma. It's all truma. And therefore, in that case, it would be bottle barol. And you don't have any tevel left. That could be now be made truma. So therefore, it could well be that there's two separate halachas over here. Rabbi Zaira's raya from truma is no raya to us whatsoever, because it could be motzi mimenu alav. That's because mimenu is lo batal, and that's why it has nothing to do by the mincha, because over there by the mincha it certainly means b'she'eino mino, because one is chulin and one is Kodesh. So we're introducing here a completely new issue. Remember that min bimino is a question of halacha, not necessarily the actual thing. I mean, it's all machlokas. There are some go basa chazusa, some basa taima, and so on. But what we're saying over here is that if the halacha is inherently different, then it's a min b'sheino mino. But if the halacha can be made the same, then it's a min bimino. Therefore, we said like this. The halacha of a mincha and chulin, not the same. Definitely min b'she'eino mino. Min b'she'eino mino can be batal. But the case that you're trying to bring me a raya from truma that is mixed with chulin, tevel is mixed with chulin because of the fact that I took off already, mikdas truma, is not the same. Why? Well, a raya is a difference between using it to take off from a komacher and using it to take off alatmo. Now, we assumed until now the reason for that distinction was that if you're taking off on itself, we view that as one long act, taking off from as a maestro. And if in a sense, if you continue the act, it's like you never really defined completely which part you were taking off, which part you weren't taking off, very iffy kind of spark. So now the Gemara is saying, no, that's not the point at all. The point is that if you take something off, al makom acher, then what happens is that everything that is tevel here can be viewed as truma. Why? Because to take off al makom acher, then there's no limit on how much truma I can take. Right? Because normally I'm limited in the amount of truma I can take only because I'm mechuyev to leave a piece that isn't truma in order for this to be called truma. But over here, when I'm taking off on the other thing, so everything that I have in front of me, which is this mixture, could be entirely turned into truma if I wish. Therefore, it's incipient truma. Incipient truma is min bimino now. It's not tevel echulin, it's min bimino. And since min bimino is not bottle, which allows me to continue to take off one on the other. Again, min bimino defined al pi the halacha. This, by the way, this is the way the Ram learns anyway. All the din of min bimino mean b'shein amino. And that it's a halachic definition. It's not a physical definition.
So it is physical, but
no, not necessarily. Not necessarily. The element of min bimino. Okay. So therefore, in introducing this new issue, I can explain the Mishnah in Trumas as being completely unrelated to this question that you raised. Because the question that you raised was a place in which Bittul is operative. It's Chulin and an Hegdash. I can name about the Hegdash and the Chulin, in which case maybe the Neseret Ben Aminka is not called Neseret Ben Aminka. It's called Tavluga. Now, same thing by the taste of Truma. Assuming that we're going to leave it with you, or maybe we know anything proper. And in that case, it's understandable why I can continue to take off Truma tonight for itself. Because for itself, there's no way to turn the Tavluga into Truma. That's just something else. There's a way to turn yourself into Truma. Mela, it's not called Mishen Amino anymore, and that's why it's never bought. That's brilliant.
Why would it be something else?
Because wouldn't it be something else? There's no limit to how much of it I can make Truma. If I have 2 tons of pebbles, I could turn the entire 2 tons into Truma on another 200 tons, right? It's a mokum acher. The mokum acher could be enough that this thing is just 1/50th of it. The whole thing is 1/50th of the other thing. So what's the problem? Why can't I can make the whole thing truma? I can. But if I'm trying to make it truma for itself, by definition, I can't do that. So it won't be called truma. So it's a kol gedisha truma. It's not truma.
It's a locking mechanism.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's a brilliant stroke. So what he's saying is, if you analyze the Mishnah, do you not have to explain anyway? Forget about anything else. Do you not have to explain the difference between alatzvah and mimakom acher? Yes. I have a brilliant explanation. What that difference is. The difference is mimimino mimishamino. In which case, now that you understand the Mishnah, you also understand that it has nothing to do with the question that we raised. Okay, nobody enjoys that. I think it's brilliant. It's beautiful.
So, I thought we take from another place. You have to
tell
you go to the other.
Not take from another place. Take from it on another place. You're mixing up two different things. Oh, I see what happened. No. We had a case in which, if you can, and I even mentioned it now, if you can take off from another place, then it's dovish yeshua matirin here. So the mail won't be bought.
Okay. Now,
that's not what we're talking about here. Here we're talking about the distinction between taking off from the truma, the mixture that I have for itself, and taking off from it on something else. Two completely different ones.
The
pot or something else. Yes, that's what the mission over there was talking about. It was I who introduced, in order to answer, how could you say it isn't a riot from there? Right? That's only the Rabbana. Because it's a conversational not hearing. That's a common Rabbana. It's nothing to do with the main dinner of it. Yeah, I'm sorry, I didn't clarify that. fine. Right, so therefore, I think in a case where you have the other way around, then maybe a woman might have been bought for. Rabbi Yossi, Amr Rabbi Yossi, Hada Amra, this is Rabbi Yossi, but what this does show to us is, now that you're saying there's a difference between the differences and taking off on itself or taking off on something else, is the difference of the question of whether it's mina mina. And this implies that in a case where you have temoshin is arva b'truma, so il v'oto tevel yachol ha'yasot k'truma, if you now have tevel mixed with something else, mixed with truma, can you turn that tevel, theoretically, can you turn that entire tevel into truma if you want to? Yes, because you could use it to be telling him on something else. If that's the case, it comes out mina mina. In which case, every place that tevel falls into truma, it's never going to be bought up. That's what you're saying. That's what it boils down to. The less have the Rabbi Bon Barchia, the tiva of the Rabbi Zeira. Now, what Rabbi Zeira said, we said before, less have the Rabbi Zeira, the tiva of Rabbi Bon Barchia. The raya that Rabbi Zeira is bringing from the Mishnah does not really address Rabbi Zeira's question about Karnet Mekha. That's what we said. Now, we want to say the opposite. The way that Rabbi Bon Barchia was dote at so brilliantly, the raya of Rabbi Zeira, by making it dependent on this finding the secret difference between the case of which you're being motzi mimeno al atmo, between you being your motzi mimeno al acher, it turns out that it's really wrong between them. Because according to what he's saying, the chulin that's left in the mixture would be min b'mino. But the moment that you would take out something from it and make a truma, it would become eno mino. Why wouldn't the part that's mixed inside, the truma, I take on things, some of this is truma, why wouldn't that itself become bottle? The only reason that I could possibly say is because we don't mind, it's still called mimeno, even though I can't identify it. So if I'm coming along and I'm saying, within this, I'm making a certain percentage truma on the rest of it. And now I'm giving the whole thing to the Kohen, so there's no problem. And he'll buy from me the chulin part at a reduced rate because of the mixture and so on. My only question is, I mean, that's the same thing that I was going to do with the mincha. I understand I'm no way out of it. I mean, if there's something here that can only be eaten by a coin, I'm going to have to give the whole thing to the coin. We'll make a deal about the rest of it because there's a market for it. It's my money. I have a right to do what I want with my money, but I'm going to have to obviously sell it at a very reduced rate. I'm not going to get any buyers. So over here, I do the same thing. Bottom line is, does it say in the mission that I can do that or not? Yes, it was a brilliant answer. But suppose I ask you, fine, but the bottom line is, suppose I don't make it all truma mokamacha, what do I end up with? A mixture of truma and chulin? Right? So how can I be yotzi my giving it over la'aron ha'kohen? Where's the aron ha'kohen? Where's the nesina la'aron ha'kohen? So obviously there's still a din of mimenu, it's still considered to be mimenu. There must be therefore another distinction between these two things. Because manisha, the truth is that if you're going to tell me shalomalan bato, af shalomatan bato, the truth is that's not really much of a svar. Because if manisha, if you hold it before you were matnish truma on it, while the whole thing is mixed, it's not bato. Why is it not bato? Because each part that I take, I can say, okay, so then this could be the chulin that was left, right? So I'm going to take it off now. I'm going to take out a piece. I'm not going to say somewhere in there. I'll take out a piece, and I'll be mafresh it, and I'll make it truma. So what's the problem with that? If I made it truma, then it's not ma'urah. At that point, it's not ma'urah. At no point does somebody say that I necessarily miss is talking about, that I'm going to take the truma out from inside and not lift out the truma. What I was doing is I was being tailored. And I was in a tailor on truma. I will take out a piece and I will say, I'm being tailored that there's kool in here, there's tevel here, and I want to make that tevel into truma. Okay, fine. So however that works, wherever the Torah of tailoring is in terms of a place where Minerabonin really is brothel, but I could be tailored, so I want to take it now and make a truma. Do I now have a mixture that I have a problem with Mimeno? That I have a problem with Sina? I don't have a mixture. So whoever told you that there was such a case? Why should it be Basel? That's what it's saying. Shalamata, meaning before I matrish it. If Shalamalan is Basel at the time that I'm not holding it, but before there's a hafrash where everything is mixed, I can be told that each piece is chulin. In which case, Milamala, meaning when I am matrish it, at that point, it's not more. Okay, so therefore, we don't consider it to be bato. Im shalamata lo bato, af shalamata lo bato. Shikvar kidashtano. And once that's true, then what it is that I was mekadesh and said in truma, it's not going to become now what? Retroactively bato. I'm holding it in my hand. What does that have to do with the case that you're talking about? Okay, so you're talking about it, there's no way for me to separate it. The comet has to be completely without anything else in it. The case over there, as we explained originally in the Mishnah, the part of the thing wasn't mixed. I can do a complete kmita if I have it even one single bit of grain that was from somewhere else, the kmita would be possible. So obviously we're talking about there that I know what I'm doing with what I'm doing. The question is, with the other part? Okay, so here, what it is that I took out is the part that I'm going to be giving. That's certainly not mixed. And therefore, it has nothing to do with his tzvara of saying minim in all bottles. Now, there's a brisa that says, the imlav mezi arba'a rovi umashik. The Mishnah said that in the case, if you have parnasan in makom acher, where the tzvara fell in, if you have parnasan in makom acher, then you prorate it. And you take off only as much truma as you would have had to take from the sourdough that fell in. And you don't have to worry about the rest, because the rest of it was already cooling, because I took out challah from it. But if not, I have to take off challah on everything. Now, the bride adds and says, if emo karnasani makom acher, so then what I have to do is that I can but to have less than parnasami makom acher. Let's say I have 4 rovim, and I need 5 rovim in order to have a minimum share of challah. So I have exactly a kav. So what I can do is, I don't have to take off challah on everything. I can take my 4, and I can be moshek it now together with this isa, and if there was a rova in the tzor, then I can, by connecting the two isos, I can add the rova in the tzor, even though I don't know where it is. I can add it to the 4 parts that I have of the kav outside, which I know is tevel, and I never took off challah on. I cannot make it chayav of the challah, because I was no shape the two isos together. And I can take off 1 prorated for the tzor from the part that I recognize. So basically I have a mixture over here of tzor, of tevel on one side with other things that are not tevel, and in my other hand I'm holding an isa of one kav that is kulei tevel. I put the two together in a moshe. I now take off challah from the part that I do recognize that was kulei tevel, and I take off 1/24 of the kav plus the unknown place of the tzor. That's mixed in the other dough. That's what the brisa adds over here. And now, that tzor clearly is not thoughtful. Because I'm using it to be mitzvahed to this isa. Hada amra. Now, l'chora just tells you, wait, I skipped the minute. Zosomer, that rola tzor should is batel b'mekomo, now this tells us that even though the Sa'or now was mixed and was bottled in the other Isa, if I now put it together with the Arba of the Rovian that I have that I know was Teva, I cannot be Mitzarefet to Sa'or, which I thought was Bottle, and was not here at all, right? So you see that Sa'or before can now be Tovel. We don't say, since it became Bottle, so now it's not Mitzarefet now to the other one. It already was Tevel and something else. It's a strange situation. This thing was already Tevel, was already Chayiv and Chal. Is now Bottle and something else. We're not going to be Mitzarefet to a new Isa. And we're going to say that even though now it's creating the Chiyav of Tevel, that it's viewed as a new Chiyav and there's no problem. Right?
But no problem meaning that...
No problem for it to be Tovel the other four. Which proves how the Amra Shanashu Torah. From here we can also prove, therefore, that when I connect two Isos, it's considered to be a Chibur Midiraisa. Because if the din of Mashiach, when I collect, like I connect less than a shear of an Isa on one side, but less than a shear of another Isa on the other side, and I create now one Isa, if that halakha is only Midrabanan, what good would it do to take four Riva'in, which are only going to be Chayav Midrabanan, and use it to pater Mimakom Acher, the Se'or that was already Chayav Midiraisa, huh? Obviously, that doesn't make sense. So it must be that there's two tremendous tradition here. A, that Mashiach is the Raisa. See that from this Raisa. And B, that a bittul of something that it currently is still Chozer v'Neor when I put the two together. And C, that the fact that something was already Tovel does not make it unconnectable to something which it has to be Mitzavah. The Se'or was Tovel already. Right. I mixed it in another dough. I allowed it to become sour. It's now, it was Tovel Midiraisa. I never took a challah from it. So now, I would have thought that an Isa has to become Tovel on its own. To say that I can add to an Isa something that was already Tovel because of another Isa.
Okay.
That's a big finish. So there's really three separate, very important issues that we can derive from this brisa. Like this, I would say, Hanatatomi Makomacher means totally.
And so once it became, well, I would have thought that once it became careful of starting in different categories, you can't bring along with it things which don't have a side effect here. They have to
have their own, that's right, they have to have their own track. So how can I be described something which already the mice has completed its malacha, has become Tevel, and add it now to a new Isa as if it was never there before? You see that I can. Amar Vami, his thousand Rabbi Yochanan Rishkrim and Malachish, actually there's a makhlokas Rabbi Yochanan Rishkrim and Malachish about this issue. Rabbi Yochanan Omer, Anashuk Torah, Rishlokish Omer, in Anashuk Torah. And the focus says, whether we hold in fact Midiraisa, it's considered to be a Hebrew or not. Rishlokish, Rabbi Chiya Barba Masiv Shmuas. Now he says, no, it's the opposite. It's Rish Lakish who says that Anashuk Torah, and it's Rabbi Yochan who says in Anashuk Torah. Bon Chami Rabbi Yossi, Hat Masha Matin Rabbi Yochanan. So the Talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan, apparently there's two approaches of Rabbi Yochanan with some confusion. So they asked Rabbi Yossi, who was one of the Talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan, what did you hear about this then? Is Moshe the right or not? Or Malon Analosh Miatchum. I'll tell you the honest truth. I never went to a shir in which he talked about it. Nefaresh Milei and the Rabbanin. However, I can explain the whole issue as from some other point of view. Milei Hon, from the things that they discussed elsewhere, as being a raya as to what their shita is about this. Because there's a machlokas about the issue of the tznan, taminon hamachnit chalos amanas afrish v'noshvu. We had the case where somebody, he's taking now, Cohen collects various chalos from different people, and he puts it all into this container, and he wanted afterwards to keep them separate. Now, he did not intend ever for them to be, he's collecting them and putting them in a pot, but his daf was to be mafresh them afterwards.
Matzus meaning separate.
Separate.
That should be Matzus Kaf.
No. He's collecting Kaf. Vinashful. And now, in the pot, they connected. He was walking around, and the tendency of those gets thinking and so on. And then ended up, they were connected. Remember that in the sheep, every first actual bites one into the other, and try to pull it apart, it pulls a little piece of the other dose. It's the actual technical shear, determination of a technical shear. So they went ahead, and then by themselves, they connected in the pot, and now he has a whole thing. So now the question is this considered to be a group effort, legabe kabbalah tumah or not? So the shamay omrim, chibur v'tzulyom, that if a tzulyom touches one of these kalas, so they're all now considered to be tummy, so kalas like tumah, makabal, tumah from a tzulyom. Well, beis yilel omrim, eno chibur, beis yilel says, whatever one he touched is tummy, but it's not considered to be a chibur for the other one. One does not matter to the other one, because after all, it's only pasul, creates only a shlishi equivalent of kala, which is a psul. One can't be matami the other one, and so whatever one he touches is considered to be tami. Omer Reb Shimon ben Lakish, mimad tamina, eno chibur. So if you're telling me that it's not a chibur, a libra beisil, for a tzul yom, I can also derive from that ada amra, she'en chayavim alav mishum tameh. That would mean that if it's not a chibur, meaning midirite, it's not a chibur. So then, even if it would be, if it would have been a chibur for other tumas, then it would have been a chibur for a tzulyom. And it must be that it's not. That what you're going to tell me is that there's something unique about a tzulyom, which means that midirite, it must be that it's not a chibur. It's only a chibur midirabanan. And the Rabbanan were makil on tzulyom, because otherwise I don't understand what are we talking about? What are you talking about tzulyom for? If you hold something is not a chibur, you don't have to talk about a tzulyom. Nothing would have been able to be metamed. What is the tzulyom? What if it was the tzulyom made to touch it? How would it have gone any further anyway? And then also metamed also. So therefore, if you're telling me there's something unique about tzulyom, it must be like this. That midiraita, there's no chiyav, there's a chayavim. In other words, there's no chiyav, which is only midiraita, you can be chayav, or Rabbani can be chayav, the other. So there's no chiyav midiraita on tame. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan says, shanya yivitzulyon. No. It could be that midiraita is tame. And you see, of course, this is directly no gay, or it's tame. Here's a machlokas. This was a joke, he's trying to bring a riot. Here's a machlokas for a shlokish. You punch me? The machlokes with Yochanan and Reish Lakish about whether a noshuk is a chibur midiraita of a gabe tumah. So Reish Lakish says, if I make a napkamina between tzulyom and other tumas, it's a raya that neshicha is the rabbonim. And because otherwise, I can't make such a distinction. Now, if neshicha is the rabbonim, so it means even on tumas chamureis, I wouldn't be chayav. Reb Yochanan says, no. The truth is, the neshicha is dvar Torah. The reason that I can be machalik between a tzulyom and other tumas, which sounds crazy, is because there is such a thing in a tzulyom that the same person should be both Torah for some things and tameh for other things. Because a tzulyom cannot pass a chulin, nonetheless, he's considered to be tameh for truma. In which case, it could be that something that is connected the neshicha is not affected by a tzulyom. A tzulyom is a different type of tzulyom. So shani v'tzulyom, d'ksiv bei both tahar v'tameh. So he's tahar for chulin, even now, v'odyom, u'l'truma mishtech hasher. Now, however you understand that far, says Rabbi Yosef, but one thing is clear. Haver Rabbi Yochanan, d'amar davar, she'en chibur v'tzulyom torahu. So therefore, clearly Rabbi Yochanan is the one who's saying that it's not a chibur specifically for tzulyom, but nonetheless, noshuch is considered to be a chibur midiraita. So when it comes to other tumas, it's considered to be a chibur midiraita. In which case, for chala, we're talking about straight halacha midiraita. It must be Rabbi Yochanan, who said that noshuch is dvar Torah, and it must be Reish Lakish, who was arguing him, Reish Lakish, which had been Lakish to Amar, and also Ra, to Amar, and Amar Shulchan. So I, yes, what I heard from Rabbi Yochanan, I didn't hear anything from Rabbi Yochanan. But I could certainly prove to you from another Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, which is not directly Magia Arsenya, it was Magia the question of the Tulayom, and to bring a riot from there to Arsenya. Therefore, we stick with Rabbi Yossi's Yehavis, we think, by name. But now, we'll see more about this tomorrow. We're already, for how? What were we supposed to get to? What did we do? Okay, that should be all right. Okay, that's some fascinating, beautiful, wonderful issues today. The Yochanan is wild. They cannot.